Sabbatical for us, a very blessed sabbatical, and we just want to reach out to, I don't know, 3,000 plus listeners. We're not a real big radio show or anything like that, but we're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about trying to make our show the biggest and the best and all this and that. And but anyway, we just want to reach out to you guys and anyone who might be new listening and things. We want to reach out to you too. And today, what we have on Paradigm Shift Presents is it's a DVD audio. It's actually a DVD about how to raise children, and especially deal with aspects of what children go through throughout their lives. And the reason why I've taken this little break or opportunity to get back on the air is specifically because of children. And to us, there is no more important, none whatsoever, more important duty that we have other than to raise the next generation. Adam and Eve blew it. They blew it. That's the bottom line. They totally blew it. And for them, with their intelligence and the understanding, the closest they had to our Father in Heaven, I mean, my goodness, I mean, what do we expect, we think we're going to do, and what do we think we really know? We were never given any manual on how to raise children other than, which is the most best manual of all, is the Bible, the Scriptures, the Word, the living Word made flesh. It gives the rules of the heart. That's what the Torah does. And you use that term Torah, and people automatically, they have a predictive programming block in their mind about the word Torah because it's associated with the Jewish concept. Well, brothers and sisters, coming out of Egypt, we were mixed peoples. And we still are today. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of our Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, as people call him today, Jesus Christ, his name was Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua. And I keep adding that HaMashiach on there. But, you know, if you won't search, you're not going to find out the truth about anything. We were not given instruction manuals except for what is laid out in Scripture, the Torah, the laws of the heavens, the earth, the universe, the creation itself that He made. And there's no avoiding it. The only aspect that you might come to that might be different is that, oh, well, you know, this is karma. This is karma. You know, the laws of cause and effect. That's what this is. So it's karma. So then, because of our own guilt and our own sins, that we commit the breaking of the law, we want to determine it and call it something else so that we can feel okay about ourselves. Well, you know, our children, they don't miss a thing. They don't miss a thing. They know us better, as you will hear on this broadcast that I'm putting out today. They know us better than we know ourselves. I knew that when I was a child growing up about my parents. So why would I or anyone else think anything is anything different? But the main issue is that we got to get back to to the only laws of creation, which is what we call the Torah physics of the universe, meaning that it's all laid out for us in the Torah, in the first five books of what we call the Bible today, of what the living word Jesus or Yeshua, the living word made flesh, walked out and lived out and tried to teach. And the apostles believed enough about it too as well, so that they all died. So did all the prophets before Yeshua came in the first place. Yeah, it's a confusing thing, Mishpachah, but if you want to conquer, and you want to defeat the enemy around you, make sure that you learn and understand on how to deal with children. Because children are the next generation. We were children at one time, and Scripture tells us that we will reject the worthless and vain things of our forefathers. Well, that's sitting in there. I mean, the word is sitting there. I mean, if we believe in it, protest and believe that we are Christians or Jews or any other loving person on this planet. Bottom line is a loving person on this planet. How do we deal with that particular scripture? How do we deal with that other than ignore it? Or accept it. Accept it. Meaning that we know that through time, everything has been changed. Everything is being changed. Even today, we got crazy experiments done by these Satanist kings that rule us, like with the project that's called CERN. And it's in Switzerland. And this thing is huge. It's 27 kilometers in a circle. And they have the goddess Shiva outside of the CERN Institute, and they do religious ceremonies inside the thing. And why are they doing that? Because if they can change the word, they can change our understanding. If they can manipulate our minds, then they can have control over our souls, and we will make the improper choices in our lives. Wow. They destroy all religions, in, you know, Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, Catholicism. I mean, you know, any religion whatsoever, because they want to force us into a new world order, which that new world order is an old world order. It's quite simply, the pagan things of the past being brought alive again. And we see that everywhere in our media, in movies, in politics, in entertainment, in education. And it's based in evolution, is what we call it, evolution or evolution. And the evolution is there so that it will overtake us and will test us. You know, possibly, hopefully, and prayerfully that it does not overtake us. But the strong delusion, as we know, is coming along. And if we believe in Scripture, the Word, the living Word made flesh, which is the first five books of the Torah, and that means that is also Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus Christ, and He lived it out accordingly. He lived it out perfectly. He is that. We can't separate the two. So, I don't even know what to say. You know, I mean, there are so many philosophies out there. You could buy into anything. And that's the work of the devil as far as we're concerned. We understand that he's the father of lies, and he's the author of confusion. Our father is not the author of confusion. And for us not to have a manual on how to raise our children, and or at least we do have a manual to raise our children, but for it to be rejected and be promoted through mainstream media and politics all around the world and the educational systems, and we're all worthless. So what's the point of even trying to do anything? Well, I mean, we got total and lawlessness here in the United States with Hillary Clinton not being prosecuted for her crimes. And everybody and their dog and their neighbor and their cat and the rat that's out in the freaking barn knows, just like with George Bush or her husband Bill Clinton or presidents before that. You know, I mean, since John F. Kennedy in the United States, we haven't had an honest president. Perhaps Ronald Reagan might have been to some extent, but after he was shot, he jumped on the UN Agenda 21 alien agenda. And then they had the vice presidential pick of George Bush Sr. That he was forced, Ronald Reagan was forced to accept George Bush Sr. as vice president. And that means his cabinet and everything were chosen, and they're all part of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission or some other satanic group. You know, Satanism, it divides. It divides. Scripture talks about that, there are seven things that Father hates, and all six of them lead to the seventh, which he hates the six of them, but he calls the seventh an abomination. Just a complete abomination, because all the six culminate into the seventh. Division is of Satan's kingdom. Period. I mean, most people, if you just talk to them and they're just regular folks, they want to get along. They just want to live. They just want to have their children and eat some food and drink some wine or whatever, beer or something like that, and or just play music or not do any of that kind of stuff. And play music or, and just live out their lives. But the Satanists don't let us rest. They never let us rest. They've got an 8 Sabbat quarter satanic earth planet, earth, sun, moon, stars worshiping seasons, which we call feast, or actually we call them holidays. We call them holidays. Holy days is what it's all about. And in the, it's like Hollywood. Well, why do they call it Hollywood? Because witches and warlocks get their wands from the holly tree. So, what kind of world we living in, and we're always trying to press you guys. We don't want anybody to follow us or, we don't want anybody to follow us. We want to teach people how to pick up their own staff and walk. And then, as a result, vice versa, we find out and get to learn from those who will do those things, even if they don't do those things, If you'll challenge people to look at truth and be desiring a truth only in all matters and come out of deception, even if they reject it, you learn so much about yourself because of, we're promised that we're going to have a reunification one day, and everybody desires that. But that desire cannot override reality. Well, it can, and it does, actually. That's why we end up with a bunch of churches in this United States of America and around the world. You know, like Hillsong from Australia, he's got a naked Statue of Liberty kind of Jesus guy, the naked cowboy of New York kind of emblem, who does a dance on almost a complete naked man on a stage in a church in the United States, and that comes out of Australia. So why are these memes this of terrorism and fear presented across, across the Western world completely, and they're all the same memes. you know, you got Muslim invasion in the United States, Muslim invasion in Europe, and you, so you got your leaders, the satanic leaders of the world that are, you know, they're at war against our own their own people, and it's always been that way. If you read their own writings of the kings and queens, you know, through Europe, and you know, they would write one another and say, "Hey, cousin, you know, I've got a problem with my population here, and it seems like you do too. So I think we should have a war and make some money." So that's what's going on, and the root of the issue is that you have to address the root, and that's what they attack. You know, I mean, the educational system in the United States was taken over by the Rockefeller Corporation back, you know, I don't know, 50 years ago. There never should have been, never should have been ever, not according to the Constitution and the laws of a republic. A republic, there's a difference between a republic. The kingdom of heaven is a republic. The power comes from the bottom up, you know, from the widows and the poor and the fatherless and the beaten down, the trodden down. Well, and so everybody is equal and has equal opportunity in a society. Well, now we got rule of law and rule of men by men that are special on the very top. And Hillary Clinton, and George Bush, and I'm just going to mention those two, so I make sure I cover the two quote unquote programmed paradigm parties that are given to us, and then the one and the same, and everybody knows it. But nobody that really knows what to do about it, you know. While at the same time, especially at the same time, while you're seeing the because they took over the educational system and they dumbed us down, they made us forget our laws and our Bible and our Constitution. And they've done this in every nation. America's the last one. It's like a whore. You know, America's like a whore that they're done with. You know, and at 80 miles an hour, you know, speeding down the road, they're just chunking her out right now. There is hardly a nation on the earth that has any respect anymore whatsoever for the United States of America. And that comes from the powers that be out of London, which is the most satanic capital on the planet Earth. We lost. King George sent a commission over to the United States after the Great Britain lost the Revolutionary War in the United States. So that commission comes over here and goes back to King George. And the king says, "Well, how do we get the colonies back?" And of course, it's 13 colonies, and it was set up by Satanists and themselves, and they're Masonic. And the founding fathers that they all talk about in the United States about, oh, George Washington, all these guys. Well, you know, they are all Illuminists. They're all Masonic. But, okay, that aside, you can research that yourself, and there'll be great argument and over that, and I could be wrong. But anyway, King George sent that commission over here to find out how they can get back to the United States. And so we have to take over their educational system. We have to get rid of the Bibles from their school and their constitution so they understand nothing any longer. Like Scripture says, we perish for the lack of knowledge, because we rejected knowledge. And again, I just want to round this off and get to this broadcast that we're going to put out here. We believe it's so extremely important, because if you can destroy the root of a plant, which are our children, and give them thoughts of, you know, well, the society saying, as soon as kids are born, we need to let them decide if they're girls or boys. I mean, and what do they give us as another meme? Where are people supposed to go pee pee and doo doo? Where are people supposed to go pee pee and doo doo? And because somebody feels like they want to go pee-pee and doo-doo in the bathroom that is not of their birth, all of society is supposed to relent. This is called spiritual psychological warfare. It's to break down and wear out the saints. And while we are entertained in the churches today, there's no pastors or preachers. People go in, they sit down in these churches, and they, you know, they're looking to be entertained. You know, they're looking for the guy or the gal now on the podium to do the work. And that makes them righteous in some way, or they've, I guess if you go in with Christianity thought, you know, I mean, our works, I mean, they've taught us that lawlessness, that they taught us that the law or the Torah is dead and gone. Well, how do you cannot separate the Torah from the being of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, because they are one and the same, and he lived it out. The Torah, as it's been presented to us, is that, you know, we've been confused. And then that, you know, who's the author of confusion? And we get lies about it. Oh, because, you know, no, I wouldn't go along with Judaism at all. No way. No way. They're just as deceived as we, as anyone outside we are, or anyone outside of Judaism. Actually, the religions of the world are all led by the same people. Over time, they put their heads over every religion, and we go by their feast dates and their ceremonies. The whole entire world goes by the 8 Sabbat quarters of winter, spring, summer, and fall. They even tell us, you know, at least here in North America and the West, you know, we got to change our clock back by an hour. I mean, they mess with us in so many ways. And if you compare your clock to a sundial, to the actual witness of the heavens and the sun, you're going to find out something very different. You're going to find out how relaxed creation is versus the stress and the fear that they put upon us. So I'm rambling on here, but again, I want to get back to the root. That, and we sure miss you guys. It's neat to be able to speak here for a little bit, and I'm really going on longer than I really wanted to. I just want to let you guys know, you know, we're good, and we're going through life just like you are. We've got, you know, issues with family and friends, and we're trying our best to measure that according to heart of the Torah, which is the living Torah made flesh, which is Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. So I've talked this and rambled on through this whole show. We only have 25 minutes, and I wanted to get to. Oh, I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and put out something that is, it's really upon our hearts, and it's what we've been trying to show and teach, and the body, and is that we're all children, and we've got to run by the rules of the Torah. If we don't do that, we're not going to have community. You know, while everybody is desiring community, it's interesting, everybody's desiring community, but you can't get anybody together. It doesn't matter if it's they're Christians, Jews, Islamists, or, you know, Buddhists, Hindus, whatever. You can't get anybody together. All the 5,000 Christian denominations and all the watchers, they call themselves watchers out there in the alternative media. None of them, we've tried over the years to get them to see, to come together. All right? They're all talking about the same things, but they won't come together. Stay tuned for the next broadcast, and we'll have the broadcast with the how to raise children to their desires.
coming up in the next episode.